Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. It is Tuesday afternoon, live from, where are we live from? Sherman Oaks, California, fourth floor, LA Talk Radio Studios. Kind of a cloudy day today. I don't know if that's, this is May, so I was going to say it's June gloom, but I guess it's May gloom. I don't know. Normally the clouds, they burn off by noon, but not today. So actually there were some showers, isolated showers yesterday and stuff like that. So, but that's Southern California. So we take it as it comes, right? It didn't stop me from wearing my Maui gyms into the studio today. I mean, I was still driving with those on. So it didn't stop that. But anyway, that's just me. Anyway, hope all is well. You guys had a great weekend. Today's Tuesday. Actually, it's Taco Tuesday, right? Did I ever tell you guys that, you know, every Tuesday at my house that I cook tacos? I make tacos, right? So being a, you know, vegetarian with vegan ways or vegan tendencies, I try to get kind of creative. So I, you know, a lot of, at Trader Joe's, I'm not sure if you guys have gone to the vegetarian selection or section. But they have, you know, meatless meat, if that even makes sense. But they do, right? So it looks like ground beef and it cooks up like ground beef. So I can, you know, I add vegetables to it, like maybe throw some spinach in there because it wilts in there and it looks and it's nice. So when you do that, cook that together, saute it together or whatever. So you can put that in your tacos. Actually, cauliflower does the same thing. That doesn't wilt, but you can chop up cauliflower. And throw that in there as well and season it with you can just get that Lawry's taco seasoning if that's what you want, or just season it up the way you do. I'd put a lot of peppers and things like that because peppers tend to have a lot of flavor too, right? So jalapenos or whatever, serranos are kind of hot, guajillo, whatever pepper, chili you want to throw in there, go ahead and throw them in there. And I'm telling you, you're talking about grub, hashtag GRUB, grub. That's what you'll have. So anyway, so Taco Tuesday. So today after the show, you know, I have to go, you know, it's two sets of people in my house, right? I have the people that eat the vegetarian stuff or the vegan stuff, which is me, you know, and half of it, you know, my wife, she'll eat that as well. And then you have the other half, there's two kids that eat ground turkey. And then I have one that my daughter, Otis, 22, she'll eat everything. So, you know, she'll eat the vegetarian stuff and she'll eat the turkey stuff as well. So I'm like, you can't do both. You know, you can't eat both. I can only eat one, right? So, but anyway, that's kids for you, right? Anyway, like I said, I hope everyone had a great weekend. I'm here today by myself. That was by design. So I'll do like three interviews and then one just me talking because I like to talk and, you know, I have stuff to say too. So what the heck? So so it's okay to listen to me for a little while, for 50 minutes. So I'm ready to go. So I have my Diet Dr. Pepper over there. So I'm ready to go. So some sad news, industry news. And I'm sure anyone that's looked at industry news knows the sad news that I'm about to say about Marriott CEO Arne Sorensen has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, stage two. I think they caught it early enough where they're, you know, there's treatment options, and which is good. So we pray for his complete recovery. So, you know, shout out to Mr. Arne Sorensen. You know, a lot of people are thinking about you, and, you know, we at the On Air with Russell Hotels radio show, we're thinking about you too. So hopefully you will get better. So I just want to mention that. And speaking of Marriott, you know, Marriott's always in the news, right? There's always something. So I try to stay away from some of the stuff, but Homes and Villas by Marriott, that's the, you know, their entrance into the home sharing business. So, you know, they're competing. I think I mentioned last week, I've been mentioning this for a while, that that's what, you know, the path Marriott was going, but I think they wanted to, you know, they like to sit on the sidelines for a little while and see what the other competitors are doing, i.e. Hyatt, i.e. Accor Hotel Group. What are they doing? Because they got into it before Marriott did. And they spent a lot of money doing it. And Marriott comes after that and says, you know what? We want to do this Homes and Villas by Marriott as well, but we want a different approach. What was their approach? They created a marketplace for consumers to find homes by partnering with property management companies. Now, Hyatt and Accor, who are also in that space, and I just mentioned it before, they spent $40 million and $165 million respectively, but they made, you know, equity investments into platforms for home sharing platforms. And Marriott didn't do that, right? They didn't go out and buy, you know, a home sharing platform and all this kind of stuff. They actually did some research and say, you know what, we're going to sit back and do a little different. We're going to add this to our portfolio, but we're going to do a little different. And then also, you can, from what I understand, you can use your points and things like that, or you'll get points, reward points, Marriott Bonvoy points. That's the new program that merged, just in case you didn't know, it merged the Starwood program as well as Starwood Rewards, I think was what it's called, Starwood program, and then Marriott Rewards together. And then actually it merged the other one, Ritz-Carlton program together as well. So it merged three of those together to come up with the Marriott Bonvoy program. So there you go. So you can use that as well when you're doing your home sharing at Homes and Villas by Marriott. So check that out, right? And remember, you heard that on Air with Russell Hotels. So I'm on fire today. You know, I'm feeling good. I was actually not feeling well earlier today, but, you know, the show must go on. So you got to put on a good attitude wherever you are, right? So whatever gig you have, you got to make it fun, right? And that's what I'm doing now. Maybe after the show's over, I'm like, how'd I get through that? But right now, I'm cool. I'm good. So let's move forward. Let's see. New hotels coming online. What is that? New hotels come online, but that ain't helping me. I don't even remember what I wrote. Okay, the question is, this is what it was. I'm sorry. I put things down. I put little notes down for me. And sometimes I don't even remember what the heck that even means, but I know what that means. You know, new hotels coming online. So, you know, a lot of hotels, and we'll just use downtown LA as an example. Okay. Since I'm in Los Angeles, Sherman Oaks is right outside of Los Angeles, just in case you didn't know. A lot of hotels are coming online, not lots, but, you know, thousand rooms here and there per year. But they're smaller hotels. They're like select service hotels. So does that help out? I mean, it helps out because you have more rooms, but what about space? Because, you know, those hotels have very limited space too, especially for LA that, you know, and they're, I think the knock on LA, and it's just me asking, or, I mean, maybe one day we'll get a person in here from LA tourism and they can come here and explain this to me. Now, from what I understand, the convention center has less than 1 million square feet, right? So maybe 850,000 square feet, I think. But, you know, major competitors have, you know, well over 1 million. Let's just say Anaheim. Let's just throw Anaheim and Mirrorless Croc out there, okay? They have over 1 million, like I think 1.5 million or something like that, square feet of meeting space. But she also told me, like, we still don't have enough hotels. You know, I'm like, well, at what point do you have enough hotels or hotel rooms to draw in more conventions? I don't know. I don't know where that is. But I was talking to a GM friend of mine, and he had mentioned, yeah, there's, you know, there's more supply coming in, but they're not full service hotels. You know, they're select service hotels. But I mean, it's still rooms, right? I mean, doesn't that still help? I don't know. Maybe that's one of those things that, you know, someone need to let me know, because I'm thinking that it's still rooms are a room, right? But maybe some of the clients or some of the people that you're trying to get to come into a city, they want more full service hotels. But well, guess what? They're not building more full service hotels. They're building more select service hotels, like your Courtyards, your, you know, maybe Four Point Sheratons. I think those are select service, Quality Inns and things like that. Those are all select service hotels. Hampton Inns or Hilton Garden Inns, those are select service as well. So that has something to, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but hey, I just thought I'd bring that up. My contact information, russell@russellofhotels.com. That is an email address, so you can always get a hold of me. You know, I want to hear that, you know, how do you get a hold of that guy? I'll give you my number, 310-467-5848. Call me if you have any questions or anything like that. Just call me. That's fine. And that same number, it's not like I'm just giving out a number. It's the same number that's on my website. So if you went to russellofhotels.com, my email is on there, as well as that phone number I just gave you. So feel free to give me a call. Have any questions, concern, not concerns. Well, if you have concerns, you just want to voice your opinion on things, go ahead. You got some concerns? Oh, I'm concerned about how you talked about, you know, the lack of meeting space in LA. That's fine. If you want to call me and do that and go down that path, you go right ahead. That's fine. Just joking. But anyway, Twitter, I'm on every social media platform known to man. Twitter, russellofhotels.com, IG, which is Instagram, or the Gram, at Russell of Hotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edman, Facebook. I have two of those, Russell L. Edman, and then at Russell of Hotels. And then, of course, I just mentioned my website, www.russellofhotels.com. So you can always find me there, what I'm doing, where I've been. I post a lot of things on my blog there. So any, in fact, I'm a little behind because I did some stuff last week. I didn't put that on there yet. But most times I go to hotels and things like that, I post those on my blog. So if you can always go there and see where Russell has been, as well as on social media. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. My show. It goes on iTunes after this. So this is a live show. So today is Tuesday, right? So it's a live show. So, but after that, in minutes, you know, our engineer, Ronan, he puts it on all the podcast platforms. So it goes on Apple Play, goes on Apple Play and Google iTunes. Gosh, I can't even speak today. But so every podcast platform that you are interested in, Russell of Hotels, okay, on air with Russell of Hotels, you'll find me. Okay, so what is Russell of Hotels Group? Hotel site selection, that's what the main thing that I do. Hotel site selection, where I assist companies, organizations, even individuals with finding a hotel for their groups, conferences, conventions, whatever. So size doesn't matter. 10 rooms or more is considered a group. 10 rooms, you can go to 1,000 rooms if you wanted to on peak. That's fine too. We'll make it work for you. We'll make it happen. So my job is to go out and find the proper hotel for your specific group or your specific need. And, you know, you give me a budget and then we'll try to work within that budget as well. I mean, I'll do my best to make it work on all angles. That's a food and beverage budget. That's a rooms budget. That's everything. Soup to nuts. Okay. Or soup to boats or nuts to boats, however you say that. Digital marketing. I do a lot of things via social media. So if you went on all the social media pages that I mentioned, Twitter, LinkedIn, IG, even IGTV, you will find that I've been posting videos. So when I go to a site or if I have a meeting at certain places, you can best believe that there's going to be a video about that. So take a look. You know, later today when you know, I don't want you doing it now because you're listening to me, right? If you can multitask, go ahead and do it. But check it out now. Go, you know, russellofhotels.com, and you can find where I've been. You can go to Twitter. You can find where I've been, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that stuff. So, and then hotel destination video producer. I mean, same thing. I mean, it's all the social media stuff. So I do videos, things like that. So it's about the video. It's about doing videos, right? Still pictures work, but videos work a lot better. Okay. So if you're doing videos and you want to get, you know, optimal postings or likes or reshares or retweets or whatever, do video. All right. 100% better than just still pictures. Okay. Just concentrate on doing better videos and you'll get more engagement from guests, clients, potential guests, potential clients, things like that. And I do a radio show. So I interview today's hospitality professionals. Other than today, I'm interviewing myself. So there you go. I'm a hospitality professional. So I'm here talking today, just chopping it up today, chopping it up with Russell of Hotels. Who's on blast? When I say someone's on blast, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, right? I'm not trying to blast their business out there. I have a, you know, certain respect for these people, and I would love to have them on the show. Now, I've been naming, if you guys are avid listeners of my show, you'll know that these people have been on this list for a while. And I'm going to add two people on here because the people that are on here, I don't know what their problems are, but, and I've seen these people, you know, some of them just kind of, oh yeah, someone like flat out, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do the show. Why not? Because I don't want to. I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't want to do it? But anyway, these are the people that are on blast. Larry Broughton, you're still on blast. He's CEO of Broughton Hotels. Brian Churchill, vice president of, I believe, hotel sales with LA Tourism. We just talked about LA Tourism too, right? You know, maybe he can come in and talk about, you know, what's going on at the convention center and, you know, when they're going to expand. I think they did get the okay to expand. I just don't know when that's going to happen. So that would be a good segue to have him come in here, right? Nelly, a.k.a. Foodie Call, she's on blast. She's a food blogger, food taster, food eater, whatever you want to say. She's based here in L.A., and she does a lot of good stuff. So I follow her on the gram. So check her out. Nelly, I mean, her name is Foodie Call on Instagram. Luis Torres, my guy at Universal Studios, you're on blast. He likes to talk, so, I mean, he should be on here. So you're on blast, Louise. Kenya Bannister, VP of Visit Long Beach. So she's the vice president of sales and service. Now, she just started a position, so I understand maybe she wants to, get a little acclimated, you know, into her new role and things like that. So I'm going to give you somewhat of a pass, but not 100% pass, Kenya. Okay. So, and I've had conversation with her and, you know, we haven't come to an agreement of when she's going to be on the show or if she's going to be on the show, but you're still going to stay on the list. Okay. And I'm going to add two people. Okay. There's two people that actually work for the same organization. They're both partners. At first I was kind of apprehensive, not necessarily about having on the show because they do kind of the same things that I do. Right. And who wants your competition in front of your face on an interview? Right. Well, but they do things that I don't do. So this would be a great way to get them on, talk about what they do. And as far as event management is concerned, because I don't manage events. I'm a hotel site selection person. They have a whole team to do that. And what's the name of this organization? It is called Sync. And the two people I'm talking about are Samuel Thompson and Matthew Diamond. Okay. You two are on blast. Sync is on blast right now. Okay. So if anybody, I don't know if they listen, but Sync is on blast. That means you need to call me and say, hey, yes, we want to be on your show and blah, blah, blah. And then we'll make it happen. Okay. So we're going to talk about your event management side of your business. Okay. So there you go. It's all about collaboration, right? And, you know, I like to collaborate just like anyone else likes to collaborate. So there you go. So adding those to the list, Sam and Matt. So if both of them can't do it at the same time, that's fine. But one of those two partners need to call me, contact me, and we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. So, okay. So that's it. So that's on blast. That's done. Thank you for last week's guest. We want to thank the Caldwell Grand Sierra Resort and Casino, Reno, Nevada. You guys got to hear some good stuff about what's going on in Reno. It seems like one of the best hotels in Reno to have a program based on. It's not based on me, not based on him. It's based on awards that they've been getting at that particular hotel. And the rates are, they seem phenomenal. I mean, it seemed unreal. I mean, for a property that caliber to paying less than well under $100 from Sunday through Thursday, I think, you know, you'd be sleeping if you didn't, you know, take a look at that. So if you have meetings at all, don't worry about calling Doug. Just call me, okay? Just call Russell Hotels, and I'll get you in touch with Doug and things like that. So you don't have to remember anybody that was on the show. Just remember that if you have a meeting, 10 rooms or more, and you want to get it out there or need some help finding a site selection for that, contact me, and I'll make that happen for you. So thank you again, Doug, and Doug was on the East Coast yesterday, so we can do interviews via phone, via Skype, no matter where you are around the world. So don't think that's going to limit you. Okay, I'm off the hook because I can't go into the studio. No, you don't have to come in the studio. We can do it over the phone, so it's not a problem. I want to thank India Calloway. She's a catering sales manager at the Sheraton Four Points in Culver City. I actually posted a video about her place. She invited me over for lunch. And show me, you know, the hotel's been renovated for, I think, almost a couple years. But it's funny because the hotel is not too far from where I live. But I hadn't been in there in probably, I don't know, 2-3 years. And last time I was in there, it was in badly needed renovation. So when I walked in there, I was pleasantly surprised that they had done the renovation and how well the renovation went. I mean, this place looked phenomenal. If you knew it beforehand, it's a smaller property. I want to say 190 or some odd rooms. Two event space, you know, maybe 5,100 square feet of meeting space, but it's just, it's a nice hotel. It's in a nice area. It's across from the mall. It's not too far from LAX. So it's an option for people that, you know, don't want to be at the airport, you know, LAX on Century Boulevard. I mean, you can come down Sepulveda, north of the airport, and nice pool next to the mall, shopping, walking, things in walking distance as well. So thank you, India, for showing me around and giving me the tour, and thank you for lunch. So I do appreciate that. And if you want to look at the video, just go to LinkedIn, linkedin.com, and it's on there. I mean, linkedin.com. LinkedIn, and look up my page, Russell L. Edmond, and then you'll see it. Miss Shana Chavez, Paseo Hotel and Spa out in Huntington Beach. In fact, if you can see, you know, there's people that are not on Facebook Live. I have their logo posted, so you can actually see it. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see that since I've been talking, it says Paseo Hotel and Spa right there in front of you. So I did that because Shauna showed me her hotel. I hadn't been there before, and I was blown away by that hotel. It's right on the beach. Well, it's across from the beach. It sits right on PCH in Huntington Beach, so it's easy to get there too. I mean, 405 for me, 405, get off on Beach Boulevard, drive south, and if you drive into the ocean, well, you went a little bit too far. Okay, so you could just cross over PCH, but you just go to PCH, make a right, and it's on the right hand side. You cannot miss it. Great location, food phenomenal. Okay, and I posted that as well. We had some appetizers. You know, of course, I'm vegan, so I got to, you know, watch some of the stuff I eat. I don't eat a lot. I don't eat any meat at all, of course. But they had a lot of options. And for people that, you know, don't care about, you know, veganism or whatever, they have good meat options as well. In fact, they had lumpia, which is, you know, Filipino egg rolls for the most part. And I'm not trying to disrespect anyone, but I think that's what, you know, that's what I say it is. Okay. And I've eaten a lot of lumpia in my day. Okay. And then they have a bondigo soup. You know, it's a Mexican meatball soup. And I grew up eating this stuff. Okay. All right. Grew up in Blythe. Hello. Right. So we ate this stuff all the time, but they have that on the menu. I mean, they have both ends of the spectrum on the menu. So you have to go check it out. If not for anything else, go check out the food and the views. Everything has a view. The restaurants have view. We sat on the patio. It's a beautiful day, overlooking the beach, overlooking the pool. Just a great place. They have a spa. I think they have 8 treatment rooms. Just a great place. I've gotten so many hits off the video that I posted for them. And it was two videos that I posted. And I'm going to get into that in a minute, because one of the topics we're going to talk about is posting and how do you get the most out of your postings, because you want people to get engaged and things like that. So I posted a couple videos, but I'm going to get to that in a minute, okay? But I want to talk about Shauna first. So Shauna showed me around. She's executive meeting manager, which means she handles 35 rooms or less on peak. So what does that mean? Everyone gets assigned a sales manager. So when you call a hotel, I want the sales department. This is how they should do. They should kind of screen you, do a pre-screening. And the pre-screening is not to be nosy or anything like that. It's to make sure you get that you're assigned to the right sales manager. Because if you're calling and you have a small group, 35 or less, i.e. what's happening at the Paseo, you'll know that it's going to go to Shauna, because that's what she handles, right? She's a executive meeting manager, and she only does 35 rooms or less on a peak night, meaning the most rooms on one night is going to be 35. Okay. It can go 10, 10, 10, 35, 2, 2, 2, right? And then you check out, right? But because it's 35 on that peak night, that all goes to Shauna. Anything over that, let's say if it was 50 rooms on peak night, well, it's got to go to someone else. I don't know who that is, but they'll assign you to that person. So just trying to educate the people, because we do get people on this show, or that listeners, a lot of people that listen are not hotel people. They're not hotel savvy. They don't understand how the process works. So we're all about education here on Air with Russell of Hotels. All about the education first, right? So we want to make sure we educate people on, if you get this person, if you call in, sales assistant may ask a bunch of questions, because they want to make sure you get the right person that's going to be able to help you. Because sometimes you get the person and it's not the right person. They're just subbing for that person, and then they end up turning you over to someone else. Then that stuff can be frustrating, because I get that even, in my position, I get two people that why do I have to talk to you now? Well, because, that person was just subbing, the other person was sick, and then it can get all crazy. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Shauna, right? So Shauna did a great job. I do appreciate you, Shauna. That's why, I wanted to, give you guys a shout out through most of the show, because I do appreciate everything you've done. And then, of course, I'm looking forward to partnering with you on some groups that are 35 or under. But if this happens to be 50 over, as long as I bring the business to the hotel, right? That's all that matters, right? But of course, I would love to work with Shauna too. But, it's all about partnership with anyone at that particular hotel. So great hotel. In fact, I got a lot of, when I posted the two videos for that hotel, people were saying, oh, I was just there. I was just there over the weekend. Great hotel, great food. They're just like I was raving about it. These people are raving about it too. So I don't know if it's a secret that hotel is even there. I don't know if I was talking to someone who's now in New Orleans, a friend of mine who used to live out here. He said he didn't remember the hotel, because I said, well, 2 years ago it wasn't open, and he's been gone for a couple of years. I think 2 or 3 years it wasn't even there. So if you're going to Huntington Beach, you're looking for a hotel, an independent hotel, right? It's not attached to any brand. It's an independent hotel, an indie hotel, like I like to say, indie, I-N-D-I hotel, right? So we need to give the indie hotels, some love, if you will, right? So when I source out for meetings and things like that, I always make sure I add an indie hotel or two for my clients. It's up to them to make the decision. I always want to give them, there's other options out there besides some of the brands. The brands are great, don't get me wrong, but we got to, throw the indies out there too. And plus, not that this is a determining factor for me, because like I said, it's about the client. Whatever the client wants, they just let me know, and then I'll, negotiate with that particular hotel. But the indie hotels still pay the 10% commission, and sometimes they even pay more, 10 to 12%, depending on, time of year, things like that. So there's always some things that, and they're easier to negotiate sometimes too. They're not strict, but they're not as strict or stringent on certain things within their contracts and things like that. They can be a little bit more flexible, if you will. So thank you, Shauna. I appreciate you. You have a great day. And, before I get into today's topic, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, because I'll forget, right? So I want to just happy Mother's Day. In fact, we'll just turn that around. And you know, I think about everything. Okay. I think about everything on the show. Right. So for people that can't see, people that are on the podcast or going to be on the podcast, or people that are listening live but can't see, for people that can't see, I just posted a, or just turned around my little, I don't know what you call this, I don't know, a placement thing, whatever, but it basically a display stand. So it says Happy Mother's Day. So for everybody out there, my mother included, my wife included, Happy Mother's Day to you guys. You know, mothers do a lot of stuff. They do a lot of the heavy lifting. And I'll be the first to admit, they do a lot of heavy lifting with the kids and all that stuff. So I do appreciate, and with, you know, your parents, your dad or whatever, you know, and I appreciate my mom for taking care of my dad and, you know, taking care of us when we're kids, and my wife for taking care of our kids and just being there. So do appreciate that. And Happy Mother's Day. Intro of today's topic. I'm going to talk about a couple different things. It's funny. When I get to get rolling here, I look at the clock and I'm already been talking for 30 minutes and I'm not even sitting yet. I mean, I'm ready to keep going. So anyway, today's topic is going to be, I'm going to talk about two different things, but one of them, the first one is going to be social media postings. And this has to do with, you know, kind of what I do for hotels and things like that. But I just want to make sure that people are doing the same thing, because you want optimal effect, right? You want people to see things. You want people to repost things. You want people to engage with what you're posting, right? And you want enough people to do that, right? So social media postings, are they reaching anyone? Are you using the proper hashtags? You know, what's the hashtag? Hashtag is that, you know, the number sign, basically. And I'm sure you guys know that. I don't have to tell you that. But hashtags are how people find certain things. You know, they type that in the subject line. They can Google it, like, and then things will pop up under those things. So say if you're on Twitter, right? So say you're using Twitter platform. If you type in, I don't know, hotels, anything that put the hashtag hotels will pop up on your feed. So everything will pop up. So if I hashtag something, I did something for Paseo Hotels, and I, you know, hotels was one of the hashtags I used. Well, eventually you will find that in there because that's a subject matter, right? Travel, like if I typed in travel, hashtag travel, all that stuff will pop up. So you want to make sure that you're using the right hashtags to reach the people that you're trying to reach, right? So you don't, you know, some people use that, I'll say this, a shotgun approach, meaning, I don't know if you guys, you know, I used to be a hunter. I'll just so you guys know, I used to, you know, use a shotgun and you shoot. Okay, so buckshots, you know, they spread. You know, you don't know what you're going to hit for the most part. I mean, you do, but as the buckshots go further, they spread further out, right? So you're not really focusing on what you're hitting. You're just, you know, if you're trying to, I'm not even going to use the analogy of what I used to hunt, but anyway, the target, if you're closer with a shotgun, you're going to hit that target. But if you're further away, it's going to spread out. So you don't know what you're going to hit. Same thing with marketing. Okay. So there's a target, there's a rifle approach, meaning one bullet at one target. Okay. One specific group of people. Easy, right? Well, it's a shotgun approach or a rifle approach. So those are two, that's the analogy I'm going to use, if that makes sense. So what are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Okay. Who are you trying to reach? So when I sent out videos, so I did the one on Paseo, right? So I'd probably hashtag, in fact, let me see. I'll just let you know who I hashtag. Hashtag Paseo Hotels. Okay, that's one, because somebody will be looking for it, that under its name, Paseo Hotel. Leisure. Okay, leisure. Okay, I want to go away, you know, for, you know, weekend, whatever, vacation, whatever. Type in leisure. Type in weekend. You can type in hashtag retreats. Huntington Beach. It's in Huntington Beach, right? What else? Hotel site selection. Well, so if you're looking at hotel site selection, I'd hashtag everything hotel site selection. So if you look at hotel site selection, I guarantee you, you'll see probably the first couple postings will be something that I posted. Hotelsiteselection.com. Hashtag hotel site selection. Meetings, travel, tourism, visit Huntington Beach. That's their DMO or CVB for the most part. Destination Management Organization, Destination Marketing Organization, one of those two. So all those things I put in when I'm sending things out. And then as a result, you get, you know, people will look at it under those particular things. So now, of course, now that I'm doing this demonstration, my feed is going slow. So on Twitter, you can actually see your metrics, right? You can click on the little squiggly lines. So I'm not sure if you guys can see this, but at the bottom of your posting, say if it's a picture or a video, right? There's three squiggly lines right there. Or not squiggly, but there's three lines. One is larger than the other. You just click on that and it'll give you your metrics for that particular posting, right? So for that particular posting, and that was the full video that I did of the hotel. It had nothing to do with the beach, right? This was just the full video that I did for the hotel. I'll give you an example. I had 391 impressions, right? 25 media views, 5 total engagements. Okay. And then you can actually click on the engagement thing and it'll give you more detail about, you know, how many people actually looked at that particular posting. Now that was one, right? That's the second video I did. Now the first video I did was about the beach. Okay. Same hotel, same hashtags, whatever, right? You click on the three lines on this one, and of course it's taking its time again. I have 4,100 people that looked at it because, you know, it's all about that FOMO, hashtag FOMO. You know what FOMO stands for? I've mentioned this before. Fear of missing out. Okay. So you can tell that people really weren't concerned about, you know, maybe they liked the hotel. They did. Some people, 391 people, looked at the hotel in its entirety. From, you know, I did meeting space, I did restaurant, I did some food, I did the room, stuff like that. Okay, so you know, there's a couple people that were interested in that. But the most important thing for the people was the scene at the beach. So it was basically a 10-20 second video about I was in one of the rooms on the top floor or whatever. And I just scanned over the beach, right? Like I said, because the hotel sits right on the beach. And I got more views, 618 views, 4,000 people looked at it, right? So, I mean, so what does that say? That says, and I got engagement too. That says it, the video matters and your hashtags matter. So remember now, if I did a still picture of just water, I guarantee you I wouldn't have got 4,100 impressions on that. I guarantee I would not have. But it's about the video. It's about the video and it's about the hashtags. So make sure if you're, you know, and you need to be involved in this, hotel people, whatever. If you have a brand, I'm not going to just pick on the hotel and tourism people. But I see a lot of this all the time where they don't get a lot of views. They don't get a lot of traction at all. And no one's engaging. You're only as good as your engagement. If you're using social media, you have to be serious about it. You have to do it frequently. I post things, I don't know, let's say out of a week. If it's 7 days in a week, I'm posting things probably at least 10 times, okay? Several times a day, I'm posting something. But I go to a lot of hotels, so a lot of different hotels, and I post things, right? Well, the same thing with if you have one hotel, there's certain things you can post. You can post things about your hotel. What about your food? About your special, you know, drink special? You have a spa, or you rent bikes, or the bikes are free. I mean, there's a lot of things that are unique to your hotel that you can be posting about, and people will take a look, they'll engage, they'll get involved, and next thing you know, you're getting a lot of people that are looking as well. But the goal is for people to actually come to your hotel. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. It doesn't happen overnight, but you have to start somewhere, right? So I would say call me if you have any questions about this, okay? Because I can help you with getting that type of engagement. And I'll do a little one better. I'm really getting off here. But several weeks ago, I had Marilis Krock and I had Victor Simmons. Marilis Krock with Visit Anaheim. Victor Simmons was the Director of Diversity and Inclusion with Wyndham Hotels. Now, I got per show over 150,000 impressions from those people being on the show. I don't I don't like to say it was just because they were on the show. It has to do with probably the subject matter, the hashtags, and the video that I did before. So this is I do it pre, and do the actual video and then post, like, to thank them for being on the show. So I'll do an introduction of them, say, like, on Wednesday, say Thursday. And then as it gets closer to the show, I'll do two other videos, right? And then once it gets to the show, I'll post that video as well. So if I totaled all those, it was like over 150,000 impressions per each one of those show. So, I mean, it just tells you that people are interested in certain things, but you have to throw that out there to them. People don't know what they don't know, right? So if you don't put in the right hashtags, they're not going to find you. But if you put in the right hashtags, they'll find you. Because I see people throw out hashtags like they're just eating candy, right? Like, I'm going over there. Hashtag, I'm going over there. No one's going to look up something, I'm going over there. That's not. So people just do it because it's cool, it's fun, whatever. But if you're serious about doing social media marketing, you have to put something that actually makes sense, that people will actually look at. And you can Google, what are the top travel hashtags? And it'll tell you. So it's not like this is something that I just made up and I'm holding this to my vest. I'm not sharing it with you. It's Google will tell you everything, right? So Google most, utilize hashtags in the travel space or in meetings or whatever. Because, we all want everyone to be successful, right? So, I mean, I want to be successful. So that's why, and I'm all about education too, right? So Russell Hotels or On Air with Russell Hotels radio show, we're all about the education. So if I helped anyone else, all I need to do is help out one person and I'm good, right? So that one person, you're welcome. Anyway, so that's what I was going to talk about as far as social media posting. So just make sure that you're using video first and foremost, and you're using the proper hashtags. Any question at all, you know how to get a hold of me. 310-467-5848, or just go to russellhotels.com, and my number's there. Or you can shoot me an email. That's fine, too. I'm there. Or you can instant message or direct message. I am a DM me. I'm trying to be cool now. So, okay, next. So that's that subject, okay? And now, we're like already at 142. I mean, huh, man. And I got more to talk about. So I'm on fire. Or like they say, lit. I'm lit. Okay, so there. Indie hotels versus major brands. What does that mean? And I just talked about it earlier. Okay, Paseya is a indie hotel, right? Independent hotel. But like I said, I always make sure that if there's indie hotels that are in the same market that I'm searching for, searching for another hotel for a client, I want to make sure I include an indie hotel in there. Okay. So, and I booked a lot of indie hotels too. So, and it's like I said, but it's up to the client. It's not up to me. So I'll mention a couple that I booked, Halcyon in Denver, Halcyon, for a board meeting next month, I believe, well, a couple months from now. So great hotel. A lot of these indie hotels are like 4 and 5 star hotels. So it depends on what your client's looking for. So the Halcyon Hotel, it was, there's other brands that I basically presented to my client, right? But like I said, based on the specifics of the program, based on rates and what you got for those rates and what they're willing to do, my client chose that they go with the Halcyon Hotel. And then I did my research. I hadn't seen the Halcyon, but a lot of people said it's a great hotel, right? So there you go. And I'm actually going to do a site of it coming up next week, maybe 2 weeks from now, I think. So Paseya, another one, indie hotel. Okay, great hotel. I already gotten a lot of great reviews from my postings, right? People will direct message me and say, hey, that's a great hotel. I was just there. In fact, Marilis was there doing a site over there. Marilis is with Visit Anaheim. She was there doing a site, I think, the day after I was there. So she posted, oh, I was just there. And then I got two other comments, two other engagements from other people, random people. Like, oh, that hotel is great. I was just there. Oh, the food is amazing. The sights. So, hey, Pasea, keep it up. Terranea, that's out in the LA area. Terranea is another independent hotel. It's a 4 or 5 star hotel. It's a resort. It overlooks the ocean in Palos Verdes. Beautiful location. And then we get to some small hotels. We get to Hotel Fig, Hotel Figueroa, downtown LA. Just redid it, totally renovated. It was a building that was originally built in 23 to 25, something like that. Great renovation, great place to be, right in the middle of everything downtown LA, right across from LA Live. So there's more options than, you know, the brands. Okay, there's, you know, I know, and people pick the brands because of the rewards points and things like that. I understand that, but you know, I would give those hotels a chance, right? Check them out, because sometimes the services are a lot better. There's more people working per guest that are staying there. And they're not as large as some of the big box hotels. And then when it comes down to contracts and things like that, they're not as strict, or they're more willing to help, right? Or, okay, well, maybe we can take that out. Or, you know, you call them on certain things and they're like, okay, yeah, that's negotiable. We can, you know, we can work that out. We can take that clause out. We can do this. We can reword it or whatever. So, you know, sometimes they're planner friendly, more planner friendly. Not saying that the brands aren't. Come on now. I'm not bashing brand. It's not the brand bashing show. This is the option show. There's other options out there. So just remember that. And I'll mention the Garland, which is in NoHo, North Hollywood, for people that don't live in the area. So North Hollywood is, you know, north of Hollywood, right? But it's in the Valley section. So it's actually from where I am. Sherman Oaks is in the Valley section. It's about 10, 15 minutes from here. Maybe not even 15 minutes. No, I'd say 12 minutes from here. Get on a 101, get off on, I don't know, one of those streets, and you'll be there. So the Garland Hotel. So it was reconverted or converted from a brand hotel before, but now it's been independent for several years. So, and they shortened the name. It was actually the Beverly Garland, but they shortened it to the Garland. So rebranding, and great hotel, great space. Just open up their ballroom maybe a month ago, a little less than a month ago. I actually got invited to the grand opening, but I couldn't go because I was out of town. So I do apologize for that. But yeah, you should check it out. So those are some of the things. We just need to think about the brands and things like that, or the independent hotels. And then I've also booked other hotels like, what was it? The District 3 Hotel in Chattanooga. And I book everywhere, right? So it just depends on what the client's looking for. This is for a band that was traveling from New Orleans to, then they performed in Chattanooga as well, right? So I've never been to Chattanooga. I've never booked anything in Chattanooga, but you know, I did my research and found the District 3 Hotel, and the client loved it and still talking about it to this day, you know, just their stay there. It was next to a branded hotel, but they chose to, you know, maybe the rate was a couple dollar difference or whatever. And they weren't as strict on some of the contracts. You know, they were able to take some of the things out. And so that is attractive sometime, right? So you want to make it as easy as possible for a group to come in there. So there you go. So those are some of the hotels. And some of them are actually involved in or members of certain loyalty programs like Stash, Voila. You know, some of those are, loyalty programs. Like, I mean, they're not like, they don't have the power as a Marriott Rewards and things like that, or Bonvoy. But they do have options. They do, if you frequent those hotels, you do get some type of perks. So just remember that as well. So it's not, you know, all the brands, we have to give everything to them. It's just, these are just options, right? So if anything, Russell Hotels has taught you, or On Air with Russell Hotels, is that, you know, there's options out there to stay. You don't have to be a meeting planner like me. You don't have to be, you know, do hotel site selection, but you know, you spend your money at different places, right? You save your money, you go on vacation. And some of these hotels that we just overlook are probably nicer, better service than some of these other hotels that we've been frequenting. So just, just, you know, take it for what it's worth and check out some of these other hotels, the indie hotels, hashtag indie hotels. And then you can create hashtag FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. So I'm at the Paseo. I'm having me a, what was I drinking? It was a non-alcoholic drink, but if you added, you know, like vodka or whatever, it would be, of course, an alcoholic drink. But, you know, at work, I don't drink, right? So I can't think of what it was, but it had cucumber and mint and, I don't know, maybe soda water or something like that. But it was so refreshing, right? So I'm there sitting overlooking the beach or whatever, and I'm taking pictures and I'm putting them on social media because I want to create FOMO, right? Hashtag FOMO. Fear of missing out. So that's what you want to create, you know, in closing, because I'm going all over the place now. But in closing, because, you know, show is about to wind down. Thank you for joining another On Air with Russell Hotels show. I do appreciate it. And remember, if you missed any of it, you can go to latalkradio.com. You can listen there, or you can go to your favorite podcast platform and just look up Russell Hotels, On Air with Russell Hotels, or you can even Google. Go to Google and just see what comes up. Russell Hotels, right? Or On Air with Russell Hotels. See what comes up. Let me know. You know, if you need anything, just let me know. But back to what I was saying, you want to make sure you create FOMO. So any place you are, any food that you enjoy, let people know. I mean, you know, some people get put off by, oh, you're always taking pictures of it. Well, this is what I do, all right? So if you're going to be serious about it, be serious about it. And I try to take what I do serious, right? So most stuff I do, right? Especially things that can, you know, maybe, you know, turn into something, right? You know, you want to make sure you take that stuff serious, right? So, yes, I take pictures of almost anything that I eat. Even at home, I do that. But I store pictures because I never know when I'm going to use them, right? So I take pictures of a lot of the food, like the vegan food that I eat. I don't post everything, but I do keep it for a later date, right? So, but being at the Paseo and even the Four Points Sheraton in Culver City, I took pictures and I posted those as well. So make sure you check it out. Like I said, create FOMO. Doesn't matter how big the hotel, how small the hotel is, because the services at every hotel somebody is looking for, right? So everyone may not like the Paseo. They may not want to go there. But then maybe those same people that don't want to go there, maybe they want to go to the Sheraton Four Points. I don't know. But my job is to present all the options and let you, you know, my client or potential client, you know, make the decision. So there you go. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And thank you again to Shauna Chavez at Paseo Hotel and Spa for showing me around and lunch and things like that. Thank you for the experience. Because remember, it's all about the experience, right? I hate when people, now, you know, you go to a hotel like, well, how was your stay? Well, how was your experience? Well, my experience was great because I checked in. The stay just basically says, how, you know, how'd you sleep? How's your room, right? That's my interpretation, right? But the experience is about everything from when you called to make a reservation or when you went online, you know, how was that experience? When you went to the valet, how was that experience when they, you know, accepted you into the hotel or showed you where to go? Or when you walked up to the front desk, were they looking at you? Were they, you know, eyes down, you know, working? Or did they invite you in? Like, welcome to whatever hotel, you know what I mean? So just remember, it's all about the experience, and we need to share that experience. Because why? Why do we need to share the experience? Because it creates hashtag FOMO. So anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I do appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys putting up with me. And like I say, I can go another hour if I needed to, but unfortunately, I only have a couple minutes, so I have to say goodbye. So have a great day. Talk to you soon. See you next Tuesday, same time. Same channel. Take care.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.